Sorry, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. What's the matter? Wait, what's going on? What's going on?
I had to pee for 40 minutes, and I didn't want to stand up because I knew you were going to do this. But I have to go pee, and there's nothing I can do about it. You want to piss on the floor? I don't want to piss on the floor. Do you want me to?
Go pee, bro. Go pee, dude. Bro was really, like, stating his case. Like, bro, what do you want, dude? Like, I knew this was gonna happen. I'm pissed right now, dude. I fucking, dude, I wanna stay so bad. I'll pee right now in front of 300 people, bro. We should have made him do it. I don't even know why we didn't do it. Put his money where his dick hole is. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk to the only person in porno wearing shorts right now.
Wearing shorts right now.
The only person wearing shorts. Get the fucking shorts on. Aren't you cold, bro?
Aren't you cold?
No, it's too late, dog.
It's too late, dog.
I can see one of your nuts, bro.
One of your nuts, bro.
What's your name? What's your name?
Caleb.
What's your name? Bro, stop, bro, stop, bro, stop. Your energy is electric,
your energy
bro.
Is electric, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Rose from the dead today. Seamless transition,
transition, transition
into my sermon today.
Sermon today,
sermon today. 3 days, Jesus.
3 days, Jesus.
Three. Okay, bro, like, can I get a
skill?
Flight, when you sit down and you put a movie on and somebody you don't know sits next to you and they start watching your movie, it's like headphones were free, like, stop looking over here, like, why do we do that though? Have you guys ever seen somebody just raw dog a flight? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Usually an older gentleman. No fucking Sudoku, no iPad, no Nintendo, just... just 6 hours, just like... This fucking psychopath. No, because guys really do be suspicious. I'll tell you why I know now. I'll tell you why I know now. Because, like, I be getting DMs now. And I get DMs from ladies and men. And, like, the ladies, they don't be aggressive like the men are. Like, I would like the ladies to act like the men, you know what I'm saying? The ladies will be in the DMs like, oh my God, you're so cute. Will you be my boyfriend? LOL, LOL, LOL. Meanwhile, like a gay man being my DMs like, let me give you throat. Ladies, take notes. If you want something, go after it. Let me give you throat. Says bitches is bot. Bro, I'm so much smarter than a baby. And they're fucking creepy, dude. I was at my brother's place. He had a kid, 2 years old. I was dropping a dookie at his place. I forgot to lock the door. And then the two-year-old starts, like, waddling in and shit. And it wouldn't have been weird, but he looks at me, he stops, and he closes the door. bro, what are you doing in here? And it was weird because it was like, my brother and sister-in-law, they were going to like open the door and be like, get out of here, stop watching him shit. He was like, no, like let him hang out with his uncle or, you know. You know why I don't want to have kids? It's just that the reviews are so inconsistent. It's like on one hand, you have people who call you. You don't even, when you have this little guy just looking up at you, you're like, oh my God, like shut up. Shut up, dude. I have a friend, he just had a second kid. I hit him up via text. I was like, what's going on, man? How's it going? You had the second kid. How's everything? He hits me back. He's like, things are pretty dark over here. If you want to persuade me to have kids, like the reviews got to be like an Amazon verified product, okay? I need 1,000 five-star reviews and I need 100 one-star, like unhinged reviews, okay? Because you know the one-star reviews, they're always just like unhinged. It's not even about the product. It's like some guy's like, yeah, I bought this. You know, I thought it was going to work in my place, but then, you know, my wife left me and she took the kids and the kids aren't talking to me anymore. Like, do not buy this. Do not buy this Dyson vacuum. What's up, bro? You look peak Portland right now, dude. You got the bicycle hack vibe, the glasses. You probably got a side hustle where you do like carpentry or some shit. First, what? Am I almost there? You make furniture. Why? Bro, like, gets. He probably does like time lapses and puts it on TikTok or some shit. You're not that far in it? How old are you, bro?
22.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin the furniture maker. Oh shit, look at your pants. You are peak Portland. Can you stand on the chair? Stand on the chair. We need to see your fit. Get the light. Let's get the lights up a little bit. No, no, stand up here. Stand up here. What's your favorite piece of furniture to make, bro?
Lounge chair. Lounge.
So was Jesus's.
So was Jesus's.
Could you imagine? It's Easter Sunday. Was a carpenter. It's kind of on theme. Kind of on theme. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
Maybe no.
Same. I don't like believe in any one religion. I know I'm spiritual because I can't go to sleep with any of the closets open. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? Like, there's for sure demons in the closet, and if you don't close the closet door, they will have sex with you or while you're sleeping. They'll take your body. They'll fuck you. And Monsters Inc. is a documentary. Okay, the documentary. What'd you say? What is this? You said you do. Are you doing a demon voice over there? Let's hear it. What was it? Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. Are you in shape? Stand up. Take your shirt off. Put the lights on. Hold on, hold on. Put the lights on. Oh, shit. Hold up. Remember what I said about him? Fuck him. That's the guy. That's the guy, dude. Fuck this furniture builder shit, dude. Ride that for a good time, you know what I'm saying? I got you, bro. What?
Did you unzip your pants for a second?
Did I unzip my pants for a second? Eddie, did you like that shit? Hey. Hey. Shit. I'll tell you what. I told the staff before the show started was going to be a horny show. Didn't I say that? I said it was going to be horny. I said that, right? I said it was going to be horny. I don't fuck around. Are you from America?
I'm Brazilian.
Oh, shit, let's go, bro. It's my people, bro. And, like, either you guys are going to make love tonight. I'm going to ask her.
We already did.
probably got a nice, probably some meat on him too. Bro, how many? I was like, how big is your dick? But how big is it? What do you say? Is it like?
What do you say?
6-7 inches? 6-7 inches?
Sure.
Wait. Is it this? It's like from here to here, or is it like from here, or is it like to here? For real? Is this a lot? Is this a lot? Anybody got a ruler? Anybody got a ruler? You sell timeshares? Sell timeshares? Bro looks like he's gonna sell me some real estate. He looks like he works at the Portland Mercedes-Benz dealership. What do you do, my guy?
What do you do, my
guy?
I'm a fireman.
Oh, you're a fireman? You're a fireman? Bro, take notes, dog. Take notes out of him. Look, he got Jeezy's all tatted up and shit. He looking good and shit.
Looking good.
He got a beautiful girl. Got a beautiful girl. They go, I feel like he fucks every night, bro. I feel like he fucking, picks his girl up over his shoulder. I got you. No, no, don't be sorry. Just do better. Don't be sorry. Do better. It's okay. Is this your first time seeing me?
Yes.
Don't be scared. It's okay. You're so lovely. You're like the kind of person who would like accidentally say something racist and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I have black friends. Okay. I love you. I had to talk to you too because you don't seem like my target demographic. I got to be honest with you. But I'm glad you guys came.
My daughter works for the club in Indy, the Helium Club, and she got us these tickets.
Stop. What's her name? I forget.
My daughter's name?
Yeah.
Paige.
Paige. All right. No, because there was another waitress there that was sending me nudes. I'm not even joking about that. It wasn't her, though. It was for sure not her. No, it wasn't her. She was so excited. No, I appreciate you guys for coming. It really wasn't her. She didn't. My dad was born in Sicily, but he grew up in Argentina. He passed away when I was 6 from colon cancer. I don't want to bum you guys out, but that's important to know for this song. It's okay. I've gone to therapy. I figured it out. And hard to miss something I never had. Hard growing up without a dad. So many things I had to learn on my own. So many things only a father could show. Would you be my dad? Now don't be shy. Would you be my dad? And help me with this tie. Do you really know how to do it? You're gonna do it on you first? Give that to me, hold up. You're not my dad. You should have just been able to do it. Would you be my dad? And throw catch with this ball? Wait, hold on. Hold on. You know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? Hold on, where's the ball? Can I have it real quick? What's crazy about that? This is the third time I've done it, and the joke is I don't try to catch it, and then I go, "You're not my dad." But my guy like had precision aim, dude. You might be my dad.